Home should always have a cool little stories next to them, and I think I read this one earlier, but I read it again. And this is a poem, you know, because I do write children's books, I'm always asked to read my poetry to children. And you've just heard some of it. I mean, I can't read that poetry to children, right? So I was at a Catholic school not too long ago, and I was asked to read a poem. It was I think there were 10, 12 year olds. And I thought, well, they're Catholic, so they'll understand the imagery. I thought, I'll read them this poem. I think they'll get it. I think they'll get the poem if I read this poem to them. And then halfway through the poem, the nuns, teachers that were in the back of the room were giving me these signals, like this thing, you know. And I thought, what does that mean? We ran out of time, or they're going to kill me? You know, I thought, so I said, and I said, okay, children, you know, we're all here, and let's just talk about something. I said, do you all believe in the boogeyman? And some are like, oh, yeah. Well, here's a poem about the boogeyman. So imagine this, reading this poem to a group of 10 and 11-year-olds and the nun teachers having a heart attack in the back of the room. The man who gives you nightmares. He's an agnostic. Keep your crosses down. Hang up your rosaries. Nothing holds his visits back. Not the latches on your doors, not the saints above your bed. He doesn't smell the garlic. He can pierce a wall much quicker than the shrill you gave the time you thought you saw him. But he's much, much more discreet, slowly creeping in. One foot stirring up the dust, the other settling that dust. And his hands hold up his frock like a bulk of shadows, which he spreads across your bed to keep your limbs at rest while he unfolds his bones like pocket knives. His heart slumps over on his fence of ribs like an opened mailbag. It's where he keeps bad dreams. He reaches in and plucks one drop of blood and tucks it carefully inside your ear. It slides down like a sinker. It tickles like a hook. But there's no waking up. There is no light switch near enough to coat the dark. Tonight, you hear the stuttering of wings. You climb the Alamo, release the pair of swallows from their trap of twigs. But before they shrink into the sky, their bodies turn to stones. And you stand underneath, looking up, just waiting for the first to fall. Once coming down, beak first, and pointing at your eye, the tip is coming closer and closer and closer. The spirit's job is done. When you awake, dizzy, in a room of spitting shadows, you think you see him once again, and once again you scream. But don't be scared. He'll leave depressions on your sheets, damp as body stains. He'll leave dry chips of soil on the floor like broken glass. He might even leave a bruise. But he leaves. He always leaves. By dawn, yes, he's absolutely gone. And he's coming back tonight! I did that too. That was a stop right there. That was overkill. Then I do, oh, they're going to kill me. Go ahead. Tired feather me at this point. There's no way out.